This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free call-in line. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. Kicking off hour number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's go to your calls. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that it looks like the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is sort of back in action. They're going to have an event tomorrow.
Excellent. Where at?
It's at Exeter. There's some sort of an independent celebration anyway in Exeter. So what they're going to go, hand out flyers and so forth.
Well, very cool. I trust you'll be there.
No, I don't think I will. I don't go to every event. I'm doing what I can though.
Well, that's good for any of our listeners who may be able to make that. That would be great.
And for people that may not have ever heard of the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, or NHExit, and I know you call in somewhat frequently, but there might be somebody that's never heard either term. Exactly what is the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and what is NHExit?
Well, the main difference between the two organizations is the foundation is a 501c3, so they are able to accept donations in a tax-deductible way, and we're not set up like that. On the other hand, that gives us more latitude of action. They can't lobby for laws.
Right.
Okay.
But the thing is, back in the day, you know, if you think about it, a year or two ago, I used to have this philosophy that anything they did, you know, if the foundation so much as breathed, I wanted to talk about it because I thought that their idea was so good, and it is. It's one of those root-striking ideas. So the more they do, the more we should talk about them. Just because I think the concept of independence is so becoming so timely, and it's so useful.
Okay, so where do you see this going? And I know you've called in a good bit, and we have had the conversation about, you know, not really sure if there should be a House resolution, a bill of some sort, a constitutional amendment. But what are you hoping to see within the next year or so from either the foundation or the decentralized NHExit?
The simplest thing would probably be, well, it's simple and complicated at the same time. But if we get a resubmission of the 2009 bill, HCR 6, which is actually a resolution, Dan Itza have this thing brought before the House of Representatives, which was a rewritten version of the Kentucky resolutions from the late 18th century. And these resolutions were a big part of stopping the federal government when it was pushing through the Alien and Sedition Act. So this, in 2009, triggered a huge rally by New Hampshire standards, and it came fairly close to passing during a Democrat-controlled House. And it was, you know, it's considered a semi-secessionist, I think. George Washington denounced it as being essentially secessionist. However, it's not simple in the sense of being short. It's a fairly long resolution. It's just that it's very closely based on historical precedent that worked. So if that were to be resubmitted, that might be one avenue. On the other hand, you know, with the question marks to whether that's really enough.
Yeah, so the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions, those were things advocating for nullification and interdiction, to where basically, feds, you don't have the authority to do this specific thing, so therefore you can't do it.
Yeah, it's sort of nullification, but like I said, the denunciation by George Washington speaks better of it than anything else. He didn't like it.
Right.
An indication to me that it's pretty good. So I liked it. But the problem is it was never resubmitted, I don't think, after 2009, after getting all this support, and it resulted in people losing their seats, I think, you know, if they didn't vote for it.
Right. And one thing that I've noticed is that there are times when you might be able to find a representative to introduce legislation once, and then if it doesn't, you know, get a good enough showing out of the House or the Senate, whichever body it begins with, they're just not going to waste their time on
right.
it, unless it's one of these super sexy issues like
carry.
Guns and weed.
Right.
Anything dealing with guns and weed will get reintroduced and reintroduced and reintroduced. It doesn't matter how horribly it winds up failing. It's a sexy issue, so legislators are going to wind up introducing it time and time again. But other things where there's laws that badly need to be repealed, you might find somebody to introduce it once, and then it gets shot down as inexpedient to legislate, and then they never
right.
reintroduce it again because, well, we tried that and it didn't work.
Or you know that it's going to get vetoed. So I've been somewhat involved. Dave, are you familiar with the Silvio Oconte conservation expansion?
No.
Okay. Basically, here's the long and the short of it. There's this huge wildlife refuge that travels up the Connecticut River from Long Island Sound up to pretty much Canada, and the feds want to take it from somewhere around 37,000 acres to 197,000 acres, which means...
And this would affect not just New Hampshire, but also
Vermont
and Connecticut
and
New York and Massachusetts.
Yeah, so it was kind of a big deal, and interestingly, New Hampshire has a book on a law in the books going back to like 1934 that says the federal government, excluding the White Mountain Range, cannot own more than 2% of the entire state or 5% of any individual town. Well, this expansion goes way, way, way beyond that. For example, a town just north of here, the plans, and this is the feds actually putting out tax maps so you could actually see if your property was targeted by the federal government for acquisition. 53% of some towns. In the town that I live, 25% of our town would be up for the feds to purchase. And we worked with a number of legislatures, and we ended up with a Senate bill that, you know, it went through, it got passed through the House. There were a couple slight changes to it that basically said, you know, we're kind of reaffirming this, and if the feds ever want to buy any land in the state of New Hampshire, then it's got to go before not the land board, which we sort of changed to include more representation. But it also has to be audited to make sure that the feds aren't over their allotted amount of land. So it passed both houses with pretty strongly. And, of course, our fearless leader, Maggie Hassan, just vetoed the heck out of it. And
yeah, she vetoes a bunch of good stuff. Dave, good luck with the rally tomorrow. Good luck with NH Exit. People can go to nhexit.com to find out more.
But I think that was a good example of why states need to stand up. And it's just not, you can't turn everything over to the federal government. And there was no, you know, implied threat from the feds on this. But you can be sure of that. And in a letter that I received back from the governor, it basically stated, you know, if we would have gone through with this, we would have jeopardized, you know, millions of dollars in federal aid. And that's how the government plays. That's how the feds play.
I remember, not because I lived in Montana, but I've got family that lives in Montana. It wasn't that long ago that Montana wound up instituting a speed limit for the first time.
Right.
Where it used to be, as long as it was safe
for the conditions of the road. And yeah.
Right. I forget the exact word, but as long as it was safe and you know were under control of your vehicle.
Right.
And you could, you know, prove sufficiently to the police officer. And my grandmother that lives in Montana, she knew a guy that this long, you know, like long straight road. He traveled it every day. He would go like 120. There's never any traffic there. Got pulled right. over, and he told the cop, "I drive this twice a day." And the cop said, "Oh, okay, have a good day." But the Fed said, "We'll withhold highway funds unless you institute a speed limit."
Right.
And they said, "Okay."
Yep.
Luckily, New Hampshire does not yet have a seatbelt law, even though the feds keep, you know, threatening. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind, whether it's Donald Trump, Turkey, Tor, Tells, the NSA, or anything else. We will take your calls again, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And did you know that we offer a listen line? Not only can you listen to Free Talk Live on about 170 radio stations coast to coast plus Guam, and then there's also the free-to-air satellites and the internet stream, but now you can also call the absolutely new listen line for the Liberty Radio Network. It's an on-demand listen line, meaning that you can get any of the live shows when you want to hear them. Just call 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. And on that listen line, you can get, of course, Free Talk Live, but also the other live programs from the Liberty Radio Network, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, The Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, The No State Project, Off the Air Live, and The Call to Freedom. All of those available on demand. 641-793-9660. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. You know, El Niño Animal is one with Satan. It's one with the terrorists, as we see happening in the...
I don't know that. You always make that allegation and claim that we know these things to be factual.
It's one with black criminality. How are you, Wolfman? And Chris Hutchinson, how are you? Good evening to you, by the way.
And good evening to you, Ralph. Always good to talk to you.
All right, yes. All right, now that being said, I'm of the opinion that as far as race relation in this country is concerned, the wheel is poisoned by this, this animal, Obama. And, he is an anti-white, in addition to being one with Satan, black criminality, and radical Islam. He's an anti-white, anti-Semitic. And
okay, you keep making all of these claims. Hold on, Ralph, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. You keep making all of these claims. Every time you call in, you say that Obama is anti-white, but you never give any examples to support your claim. You never give any evidence.
Okay, well, give us one example. I think I could think of a few that would indicate that, but Ralph, just one.
Let the action of this man speak for itself. That being said, I am of the opinion this man is setting us the stage for a race war in his country by either A, instigating it, or planning the blame for it. Okay? We certainly do not see him leading. With regard to the situation.
Did you catch any of what he said?
No, I think I'm...
whole thing, for goodness sake.
I think where Ralph and I may be in agreement is, I do believe that the oligarchy, and Obama is certainly a part of that, are seeking to divide us. That is a goal, that for there to be such a disruption that they need to
the oligarchy,
bring...
That's the same thing as saying plutocracy, correct?
Right.
Plutocracy. Right, okay.
And so we're tracking, but I think for them to seize that final amount of control completely over all our lives, you have to have something so horrific and so horrible to go wrong. So I've seen this for years, that there has not been an effort to unite us as a people that happen to live within the United States. There seems to be a whole lot of effort going into dividing us.
And let me also point out, when I say this animal is anti-white, this kind of bigotry is of the primitive kind. You know, like a Mao socialist, type of racist. That's Obama for you right there.
Did
Did you
I mean,
catch
on.
What he said?
Yeah.
Please tell me what he said, because I could not understand what he just said.
I think he basically kind of agreed with my points. That's what he's saying, is that that Obama has not done a good job of bringing the country together. He has done a great job of dividing us.
I mean, this race baiting, playing the race card, you know, there's no other way to define this. This is outright bigotry of the primitive kind. And this man is, at the same time, shoving and pushing down your throat the Mau Mau socialist agenda. Oh, please. I mean,
no.
He can't do bad by himself. You got George Soros and the plutocrats behind him. From that, I agree. And thank you for taking my call, guys.
No problem. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
There were also, speaking of George Soros, there were some allegations made in 4chan from somebody reported to be an FBI agent talking about the Hillary email scandal, and this was before the news broke. He pretty much said, here's what's going to happen, here's what they're going to say. But another thing he brought up with the whole thing was, the whole thing about emails is just a complete smoke and mirrors. That's not where the FBI is focused or why we took so long. It's really about the Clinton Foundation, and it's about bribery. And his allegations were pretty much, if all of this came out at once, it would pretty much tear the country apart. There'd be no one left for anybody to pretend to trust. So I thought it was kind of interesting, and maybe I'll pull that story and bring it in next time.
Yeah, and, you know, I, on the one hand, will say that I do think that Barack Obama's against me, not because of the color of my skin or the color of his skin, but because I want more freedom and he wants more control.
Right. But to implement control, you know, throughout history, we've always had something that goes horribly wrong, which makes the people... It's one thing for the government to come down and say, we're implementing control on you. Well, that doesn't always work so well. But when people beg for it, please step in. Please, black people saying, please step in to protect us from white cops. White people saying, we feel that Black Lives Matter is out of control, and they're really the racist. Then it's sort of, to me, and I'm not a real big conspiracy-minded thing, but I do look at history and see what's happened before. It's setting a stage for disruption, and I don't know if there's, you know, a specific timeline and who's in on it or anything like that, but it's how we tend to go through these cycles, and I just feel like we're in one of them.
Yep. And what are your thoughts on this or anything else on your mind? 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And, you know, it's interesting that Ralph called in when he did, because, Chris, you actually have a story about something that the Black Student Association said on Twitter, the Texas Tech Black Students Association. We'll get into that, as well as your calls here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Ralph just called in about the, what he calls the animal Obama, claims that Obama is behind all of the turmoil that's happening in the country. And everything that happens is Barack Obama's fault. You know, go to the grocery store, they don't have exactly what you want. Barack Obama's fault. Obama is the reason everything going wrong.
No, I think at the core, he does have a point that government, and you can say, okay, Barack Obama, he's certainly part
right,
of it.
Right, but no, Ralph doesn't think that it's government.
That's why I
that's
said the core
it.
Point.
He thinks it's specifically Barack Obama.
But he has also talked about the people that control him, the George Soroses and things like that. He brought that up tonight. So I don't discount him out of hand at all. I see a lot of divisiveness in this country.
Right.
And it seems to be fed by government.
But when somebody says that if Joe Biden were the president, we would not have problems, then no, they're not seeing the actual problem.
Did he say that one? I didn't.
He
I
said
didn't.
That a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
That
all
he
right.
thought that things would be a lot better with Joe Biden, that it's all because of Barack Obama.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I might think and Joe just might be a little too under the weather, shall we say, to do anything of much.
We'll get into this story, Chris, that you have from The Blaze, but first to the phones, where we've got Rudy calling in from Bullhead, Arizona, listening to KTOX. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gents.
Good evening.
I got to the radio late. Did you guys talk about the information that came out about the guy who was responsible for the carnage in France, the Tunisian guy? Did you hear the latest news?
We haven't talked about that at all tonight.
Okay.
So what do you got?
First of all, it was incredible to listen to every talk show just harp on about the Islamists, you know, and all this stuff. The guy was he was not a radical. He was off of his meds. That was a wealthy, his family was an upper middle class. He had 2 years of college. He couldn't be an engineer. Got his girlfriend pregnant. He ended up quitting school and marrying her. And he was on psychotropic medicine, you know, whatever. He went off his meds. He was his marriage broke up. He just nutted up and had nothing to do with his religion or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I confess, I haven't read anything on it. I've been busy all day and then right in here to the show. But
the
go ahead.
And that was from the BBC. They had somebody in his hometown talking to one of his childhood friends. So it wasn't a religious thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's interesting. A lot of these, you know, really horrible incidents, you do find out later that either the person was on medicine that they might not have should have been on, or they were supposed to have been on medicine that they stopped taking.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of mass shootings, too, sadly.
Right. Yeah. I'm including those in, you know, these tragic incidents to where, you know, a lot of people wind up dying and there's one person that's involved. A lot of times it is, you know, like some sort of mental issue. And people want to try, you know, just jumping to conclusions before any news comes out. And they're like, oh, it's got to be because of this.
Yeah. And I...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Have you ever known someone that was, you know, like maybe bipolar or, you know, they were on their meds? And because I had a friend he would take them religiously and everything was fine for years until he just got this. I don't know. I guess when you go off your meds, you get this like Superman kind of thing. He was a manic depressive, and he just stopped taking his meds because he wanted to get excited about life or something. And he just—it was terrible. He screwed up everything.
Yeah.
I've
seen this in my life, and I was close to someone at one time who was diagnosed bipolar, and who knows if that was an accurate.
I think now that diagnosis is a little overused.
Yeah.
To where they're like, are you ever sad sometimes?
Yeah, I know.
Are you ever happy other times?
Well, here's what I can say about her. She had ups and downs. And when she was on her meds, it leveled those out. But the problem was when she got into the up arc, then everything was cool, everything was fine, and guess what? I'm cured.
I don't need my meds anymore.
So I don't take my meds, and then the next plummet into the not-so-happy was that much deeper, and so I can absolutely understand and sympathize. It's, you know, mental illnesses can be just as horrible and just as painful as physical illnesses.
Rudy, thanks for the call. Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, Minister Perry, if the U.S. military is the greatest terrorist organization on planet Earth, then its commander-in-chief is an animal, and Ralph Up is onto something. But other than that, I don't want to talk about the call. But anyway, Chris...
You're the one that brought it up.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that you take offense to him calling our president an animal, but if, like I said, Finney is an animal and Ralph is onto something. But other than that, this oligarchy stuff and what he says is complete nonsense. Just as I was thinking about that Chris is mentioning blowback and our nutty professor, libertarian hero of the day, and when he is... If all the things would just be so great in the Middle East, if we if Churchill had never gone over there and drawn a line with some French dude and the white man stayed out of the Middle East, all the Middle Eastern world's problems would be just fine today.
Oh, let me jump in here because we're giving you a chance to talk. And James, I've been trying to give you a chance to talk every time you call, but I will say that I think to believe that blowback doesn't occur, that we don't see unintended consequences of our actions show up, that's pretty blind to history. I mean, do you believe that that doesn't occur?
The answer, I believe in free will, that we all have individual consciences that we act on, right or wrong, good or bad. And
sure.
I don't make excuses for anybody doing evil things on otherworldly forces ever. I never make excuses for them. What I was going to complete the thought, though, Ron Paul blaming blowback for all the Middle Eastern world's problems, in other words, us, is just like the worst criminal in human history saying that when problems were going on the Eastern Front and he was ignoring them to his commander's unbelievable distress, he just would say, oh, things will work themselves out. It's really the same thing. Yes, it is.
Well,
yes,
okay. Then here's where I disagree with your characterization. My feeling is that sometimes we, for a whole variety of reasons, we meddle in affairs that we probably don't need to meddle in. And we may feel at the time that we should be meddling in them. We may see some short-term benefit, but the things that occur later on. So I can tell you, and I thought this was kind of insightful because it comes from a lot of the early speeches and demonstrations by Osama bin Laden, who stated that the reason they were upset, the primary reason was that the Americans had occupied their holy land. Now, that's no excuse for 9/11. That's no excuse for killing people. But I think when we look at those things and say, okay, what would happen if we would not have gone there? Would so many people have been radicalized? I think that's a fair discussion to have.
Okay, then let me respond to that on the other side of the break, please, because that's about the millionth time I've heard that excuse for Osama bin Laden committing mass murder, of which you actually used the word earlier that I would...
Hold on, James. We'll hold you over. We'll bring you back in the final moments here on Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Might be time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now here in the closing moments of this third hour of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's go back to the phones where we've got James calling in from Arizona. Chris, you were asking a question in the previous segment that James was going to respond to. Can you summarize the question?
Sure. I mean, basically, I outlined the idea of blowback, and I asked why does James truly believe that blowback never occurs, and that any foreign policy move that the U.S. makes never has unintended consequences?
Of course, I suggest that neither. I would never use the word never in regards to our foreign policy not being a failure at times.
Fair enough. Well,
thank you very much, James.
Wow, that got cut off. I think James and I are just going to disagree on that. I look back through history and I see us more and more, and this is one of those things that's changed throughout my life, more and more as an occupying force around the world, and that's a harsh reality to kind of wake up and kind of get. And I don't know what good has come of it. It's one of those things that bothers me a lot.
Right. There's the song from, what was it, the late 1960s, early 1970s, War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Sure.
But there are some people that think that it's good for all kinds of things, like the military-industrial complex winds up making millions upon millions upon billions of dollars every year.
Well, and the banks that will fund both sides and will make money off of both sides, and they'll pay for both sides to ramp up in the first place, then they'll pay for the war, and then guess what? They'll pay for the reconstruction. I shouldn't say they'll pay. They'll loan money, and you will be paying their interest payments on money that they created out of nothing, out of thin air. So it's undoubtedly that. And I guess it's not that I've not always been against war, which is horrific, but I do think I'm taking a closer look at foreign policy and the things that have been the result of that. Just plain old diplomacy and dirty tricks and CIA missions to replace one regime with another. It's a stinking mess.
Yeah, and the CIA has been, you know, covertly and overtly, you know, involved in various coups in the Middle East for the last 60 years or better.
Sure, and I don't think that they were operating as a rogue agency that they just said, look at this, we're going to do this. I think they're certainly getting their directions from certainly people within the administration and in various administrations, and I truly believe that those people in those administrations get their advice from people outside of government, some of whom may be those same people in the military-industrial complex and in the big banks.
Yeah.
So it is. It's one of those things that it's hard for people who've grown up believing that you lived in the greatest, freest country in the world to stomach that, wow, maybe things aren't as good. And I don't think I'd live in a bad place to live. You know, I don't know where else in the world I would rather live than right here where I do.
You know, things certainly could be better in this country. We could have more freedoms than we currently do.
And that's where I see myself. And that's where I think a lot of people up here in New Hampshire see themselves as, I'm going to do everything I can to make the world a better place. I'm going to start right here really locally.
Yeah,
that's a good place to start.
There's a lot of people that are moving to New Hampshire, some moving as part of the Free State Project, others moving as part of the Shire Society, and others just moving without saying they're part of anything.
You bet.
And it's all because they are seeing more freedoms here in New Hampshire. There's actually been progress at the state level on repealing bad laws. And there are a lot of reasons to move to New Hampshire. In fact, somebody made a documentary about 101 of those reasons. 101 reasons Liberty lives in New Hampshire. You can go watch that. It's a feature-length documentary, 101reasonsfilm.com. So here in the closing moments, Chris, let's jump into that story that we've been teasing about something that the Black Student Association at Texas Tech University posted on Twitter that apparently caused quite a stir.
I'm always impressed how Daryl is able to ask me to pull up a story that I've had up on my PC for, you know, 20 minutes, a half hour. And as soon as he calls me out on it, my browser will lock up.
Well, I've got it pulled up.
You are on it.
Because you sent it to me.
Please.
The story comes from The Blaze, and the author here says, it started with a tweet by Texas Tech University's Black Student Association saying, all lives don't matter, specifically noting white lives don't matter and blue lives don't matter. This was posted just a day before last week's ambush on Dallas police officers. The tweet itself, which has since been deleted, specifically says, quote, all lives don't matter, white lives don't matter, blue lives don't matter, hashtag black lives matter. In turn, the school's young conservatives issued a pointed response, and then they have that. This morning, one of our members sent this to us. We would like to let Texas Tech University Black Student Association know that all lives do matter and that we at the Young Conservatives stand not only with the LPD, but all first responders around the nation. But the university student Democrats apparently did not like that, so they posted on Facebook that all those spreading false statements about the BSA should apologize. Quote, it's been brought to our attention that a statement about our friends at the Black Student Association of Texas Tech is being spread around social media. We would like to relay the message that the malicious tweet bearing the Texas Tech BSA name is not representative of the organization's mission. Texas Student Democrats would like to extend our full support to our university's Black Student Association by urging those who have spread false statements about the organization to apologize and stand in solidarity with the BSA. We must all stand united with Red Raiders, or rather as both Red Raiders and Americans during difficult times that threaten to divide our nation. We stand in solidarity with Texas Tech BSA and will continue to promote equality and acceptance alongside them.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about in terms of divisiveness. And we have both sides playing, I think, right into the hands of those who seem to be pulling the strings on these puppets and trying to stir everything up.
Or at least the people that are taking advantage of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe that, you know, there's some secret group that's, you know, telling the Black Student Associate, all right, guys, what you need to do is send this tweet.
Yep,
and then they're telling the Republicans, here's how you respond to this tweet. No, people are doing what they're doing, and those in power are taking advantage of it.
And I think people in power can certainly lay, and this is where, you know, we kind of go back to the Ralph from New Jersey thing. Can people in power influence the national message by actions that they take?
Certainly,
and I believe that is certainly the case. Right. So if those people happen to work with those other people, can you steer things in a certain direction? I think that that's absolutely true and possible.
So it sounds to me, and maybe I've spent too much time with Conan, but it sounds to me as though you're suggesting that the person that heads up the Texas Tech Black Student Association is getting calls and emails from Barack Obama on what to post on Twitter.
Not at all. I think when you have a climate and a policy, certainly coming from the White House and coming from others, that seems to not be doing a good job of uniting and seems to be dividing people into segments, then they are going to react naturally in the way that those people wish them to do. So to me, it's more of a psychological manipulation than direct orders or anything like that. But I absolutely do believe that we're getting pushed into conflict. And I mean, and maybe it's as simple as just, you know, look over here while we're doing whatever we want over here. The real issue in all this stuff, I believe, goes right back to the war on drugs and why we have police force, generations of police forces now that have gone through their careers believing that there is a war that is going on between the police and the people. And one side's got to be the good guys and one side's got to be the bad guys. And as we progress through this, that's when we have the evolution of a police state, and that's what we've seen.
Right, and if you want to know who's expecting a riot, look for those that are dressed for the riot. And I'll tell you what, it's not the 19-year-old redhead girl holding a sign that says love
right. That
wound up being assaulted by police. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, as we are all 7 nights of the week. Online always, freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.